There were definitely some guys that did some good things. I'd say on special teams, I thought the specialists played pretty well. Leck, Nick, and Weeksy snapping. And then I thought Corey Moore did a nice job covering kicks. I thought the two guys that played the majority of the snaps as gunners on the outside of the punt team, Kevin Johnson and A.J. Boye, they did a real nice job. Defensively, you know, I would say that obviously for the most part we had a decent night and everybody played, you know, good team defense. I'm not sure that there's one guy that really stood out to me on defense. That doesn't mean that – I mean, I think they played a pretty solid game. Offensively, you know, I thought, like I said the other day, I think Greg Mantz going in there and having to play against their first team unit, you know, for having not played a lot of football in a while, I think that's a good job by him, you know, good job. And he's got to keep it going, you know, because we need him to keep it going. So just overall, I thought those were the guys that maybe had a nice night. Yeah, he practiced today. So Dynamite. Looked dynamite. It's unbelievable. Best practice I've ever seen him have. We got the gold jacket fitting ceremony in the locker room right now going on. Now, he looked good. He's a good guy, and he's out there. He had a shoulder deal. And, you know, we just want to bring these guys back when they're ready to play, and he's ready to play, so he'll be back in there this week. Yeah. Yeah, good question. I thought that there were some things that he's done throughout camp. And then in the game the other day, I mean, number one is he made an unbelievable hustle play. When the quarterback scrambled up the middle, he was beyond the quarterback. He probably had something to do with the quarterback scrambling, but he was beyond the quarterback, and then he chased him down about 20, 30 yards down the field. So he hustles. I think overall, just like every rookie D lineman, he's got to play with better pad level, more consistent, but you can tell coming from Michigan State, well-coached, tough kid, so he's doing a good job for us for a rookie.
How do you make it work? You've got so many running backs. You'd love to see them all get more carries, but you're getting pretty close to having to make decisions. How do you work to get what you want out of these last
two? Yeah, I don't think – one thing we don't do is we don't really look at it as far as, like, how many carries we need to get these guys. We look at it more specific to what – they're going to do situationally for us, which includes special teams. So special teams becomes a part of it for me and for Rick, but, you know, not for the offensive coaches. They're putting these guys in places. We're putting these guys in places on offense where we think they can help us, like Irvin. You know, can he play some receiver for us? Can John Grimes, you know, be a third down back for us? Which obviously the answer is yes, he's done that for us. You know, you've got a guy like Akeem Hunt who had a good night the other night when he got in there. So third down, receiver type things. So we try to put them in the position of where we may play them if they were to make the team during the season and then go from there. You know, then the play dictates whether the read of the play itself, the defense dictates whether they get the ball or not. But that's kind of how we do it. Yeah, Lex had a good. Yeah, Leckler's had a good. He's had a good couple games punting, and then I thought Nick kicked well. You know, the other night, obviously the kid from UCLA, he's got a quad deal, so he's dealing with that. And then you know, when he comes back, we'll put him back in the mix. But I think they're doing fine. Veterans. I think that basically what I want to see with every veteran player is to not be concerned about how much they're playing or anything like that. And I don't think these guys are. I think they go out there and they just play hard till we pull them. We don't tell them how much they're going to play or anything like that. You know, we just say, look, get ready to play. And then I just want every one of those guys to just take another step of improvement, meaning their conditioning level relative to playing in a game, their ability to just do their job, do what's asked of them on each call, execute the call, and then when we take them out, they come out. But I just want every one of those guys to really improve, just keep taking another step towards the regular season.
Take one more.
You got Brandon. Xavier got a lot of responsibility early part of his
he got a lot of responsibility early in his career. Well, he's definitely improved. I mean, he's not the quarterback. He's the left guard. But, I got what you're saying. But, I mean, he's definitely improved. And he just like all those guys, I think the guys that are going into their second and third year, and I would include rookies here too, but it's a little bit harder for rookies because those guys just started. But the second and third year guys, they need to think about the word consistency, you know, going out there and playing at a consistently high level every single play, every single practice, every single game. If they can do that, and this includes Xavier, then that's, you know, that's a really a good step for them. And that goes for all of those guys. You know, anyone that's going into their second and third year, that's a big time of your career. You know, that's an important part of your career. So if they can play consistently, yeah, that's a big deal.